the masculine partner in a relationship, it could be a woman, but it gets confusing when I change genders, but the masculine partner in a relationship is always irritated by anything the feminine partner does. I mean, anything. I mean that absolutely. I mean, you could walk into the room. So some guy's sitting there watching TV in nothingness, and you walk in all happy, thinking he's going to be happy to see you because you love him. And inside of him, I'm a man. I'm telling you what it feels like. It's like this. Oh, shit. And the feeling inside is, this is going to require my attention. I got to do something. Now, you're all laughing because you know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm just putting words on the truth. So in our kind of mundane, mediocre world of everyday life, you have masculine-identified people trying to get to nothing in pseudo ways, drinking a beer and watching TV, masturbating, that kind of thing. You have their feminine partners feeling like they're being rejected constantly. And they are. So every time she walks into the room, her partner cringes. Maybe not that big, but maybe. So the partner goes like, oh no. And that's the person they love the most on earth. Right, men? I mean, I'm not describing someone you hate. I'm describing someone you love. So what I'm describing is that the woman I've chosen to spend my life, I'm speaking as all men here, the woman I've chosen to spend my life with, the woman of my dreams, the woman I'd give my life for, the woman I dream of her night and day, let's say, she walks into the room and the first thing I feel is, oh no, like, what do I have to do now? Now, women feel that constantly in their body, and so they're always like, do you love me? You know, do you want me? And the man's usually not aware of what I just described, and he usually feels guilty as hell for feeling that because he thinks something's wrong with him. I mean, I've got a beautiful wife and kids and a great job. Why do I want to do nothing of it? So he'll say, no, I love you, but now he's feeling guilty because he knows he loves her, but he also knows he can't stand talking with her or whatever the situation is. So the men are in this position of craving nothingness and being in love with a woman who's anything but nothing. So his feeling inside, just so you know, is like, I want nothing, I want nothing, I want nothing. Oh no, I want her, I want her. Oh Jesus, she's a hassle. I want nothing, I want nothing, I want nothing. I want her, I want her. Oh no, it's too much work. I want nothing, I want nothing. So, I don't know. Is that pretty close, guys? Something like that. Okay. So, now women feel that too, when they're in their masculine. They feel exactly that. But when you're in your feminine, it's a different feeling. I'll get to that if we need to. But let me stay with this for now. So women feel exactly that in their masculine. I'm just describing the masculine in all humans, but I'm talking about a man for the question. So the masculine human is going around wishing they didn't have to do anything. It doesn't mean they won't do anything, they just wish they didn't have to. So the feeling is like, I don't want to have to do anything. I might end up doing something, but you don't want, it's the demand to do something that makes the masculine feel life's not worth living, because all the masculine wants to do is be what they are, which is nothing. Non-motion, non-thinking, deep sleep, bliss. So the masculine partner in a relationship like we're practicing in here has to make a very clear choice that he's either going to practice nothing without a woman, or he's going to practice nothing with a woman. And if he chooses to practice nothing with a woman, he really has to be aware that his native disposition to find nothingness blissful is offensive to her, actually hurts her. Just like her desire to talk hurts him. So both people have to realize that the thing they want, so the feminine wants connection, love, totally healthy, normal. So the feminine wants to establish love flow, which is irritating to the masculine because it's flow. It's something. It's not nothing. What am I going to have to do now that we're loving each other? You know. So So the feminine, I'm kind of joking, but you know, so the feminine wants to establish flow, which offends kind of the masculine of us. It feels like, well, okay, I could afford 10 minutes of that, but then, and then the masculine wants to really enjoy nothing, which the feminine partner feels is a rejection of her, a literal rejection, like, I don't want you. So most people are most men are walking around and feel trapped by life and very depressed, therefore, and you were a great speech of that, which I'm very familiar with, so that's why I'm going off with that. The feeling is, I don't want to do anything. I just want to lay, I don't even want to exercise. I just don't want to do anything. To me, that's the beginning of practice. That's the base of the third stage. So you've got to get to the point of really knowing, I'm talking about masculine practice, so I'll come back to feminine, really knowing you don't want to do anything.
Recordings of live talks and workshops are available at www.deida.live. That's DEIDA.LIVE.